Hi again, and welcome to Ears Canada's podcast. My name is Mike. Earscanada.ca is where you can find out more about all the things we're talking about on this show. And joining me again, as always, owner of Ears Canada, Chris McClellan. How are you, Chris?
I am doing fantastic. Mike, how are you?
Good. And by the way, thank you. Great feedback on the episode so far, because talking about technology, the last episode, and just understanding what the process is like, our first episode, has helped a lot of people out. So thanks. I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, that's great to hear. I mean, that's really, in essence, what we're here for. We're trying to help people. There's different ways you can help people. Our vehicle is through the ears.
So on that note, this is worth talking about. Maybe you know somebody, or you are having this experience yourself. This podcast is turned up to 11 on your player. You are struggling even at that point to make things out. Or maybe you're watching somebody in your life who is starting to withdraw. You knew that they were having hearing issues, but maybe not understanding how rapid it's progressed. You're just watching them go into a shell a little bit. Not being able to hear is isolating. And we thought we might talk about that today and how hearing again can open up your life.
Yeah, isolating. I mean, that's a great word, Mike, and it's something that we see a lot. Somebody is going to be in an environment where there's a lot of noise. They could be at a social gathering. It could just be family. It could be business. We don't know, but a lot of times somebody is going to find themselves in those situations and they're not going to be able to hear what was being said. And when this happens multiple times, they start feeling like they're a little behind. They start feeling like they might miss out on something that's very important. They may feel like they say something that's inappropriate because they didn't understand what was being said in the first place.
Right.
And that can become very embarrassing for a lot of people. It can be a big concern. So naturally, they just start to withdraw from those situations. And it has a really big toll. One thing that I would say is consistent with what we see with our clients who come through here is that the hearing loss doesn't affect one person. It affects a lot more than just yourself. There's a husband, there's a wife, there's children, there's coworkers, mm-hmm. there's all these other people yeah. that have to deal with it as well. So it's very important to get the support from those people. When you talk about quality of life, it's not just your own life, it's the others around you that are a part of it.
Think of this as well. Hearing is a safety factor. We take audio cues all day long, not just in conversation, but in life. A vehicle backing up, a crosswalk, an approaching vehicle, or somebody telling you to take care in some regard. Those are things you might be missing. And just for the sake of safety, it's worth considering that in life.
Yeah, it absolutely is. On another note as well, with the quality of life, there's been a lot of studies lately about the correlation between cognitive decline, say Alzheimer's or dementia, the correlation between untreated hearing loss in that. And when people go, and another stat common in the industry is that it takes about 5 to 7 years from the time somebody thinks they have a hearing loss to the time they do something about it. And when you think about what could be going on mentally in that time period, it is one of those things where a simple hearing test, you know, you take 45 minutes, an hour out of your day for that one test, have it done on an annual basis. We do it for our eyes. You know, we should really put more emphasis on our ears as well.
There's a beautiful video of a young child hearing its mother's voice for the first time.
Those get you every time, don't they?
It's incredible, but yeah. It's just an illustration.
It is.
Of the reality.
Yeah, it is. You know, we see people come through our doors all the time, and the best feedback that I've had from anyone was a daughter coming back in for a 2-week follow-up, and she said, thank you. Thank you so much. We got our dad back.
Oh.
And that's what it's all about right there. That is what we come to work for every day, and those are the things that validate everything we do.
Listen to the quality of life you could have. Earscanada.ca. We're broadcasting today at 1338 4th Ave, which is the Branscom Building.
That's right.
In St. Catharines, 905-682-3000. 3277. How am I going to remember that?
Well, Mike, hold on one sec. We've done a couple of these now, and I've not piped in, so I just thought it'd be appropriate to pipe in right now. That's 905-682-EARS.
I feel like a fool. EarsCanada.ca. Get a better quality of life. Visit Chris McClellan. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks a lot, Mike.